Good evening. Just about anyone that's talked to one of my family members or I in the last 6 months has heard about our big plan to renovate a house we purchased in Argolite and move there. We genuinely want to thank everyone that's lent a hand in that process, everyone from advice to assisting with work to helping on moving day. We really appreciate it. The whole process has been exciting, stressful, exhausting, and rewarding. One of the most stressful things about the whole process has been the road, which is our private driveway to the house. And I have some show and tell slides here tonight to demonstrate.
Okay.
The road is about 1,500 feet long, and a large portion of the road is a dam for the pond in front of our house. When we purchased the house, the road had no maintenance for many years, and could only be traversed in four-wheel drive. As with most things in life, that are in a terrible state of disrepair, it's taken a lot of time and has been revisited multiple times over the last couple years to get it back in functioning order. Like that. After all the work was completed, we almost forgot about all the issues. We used the road for months without any problems until New Year's Day. A new issue arose. Literally. When our excavation contractor came back to look at it, he said that there must have been a small hole which was allowing a stream of water on the outside of the culvert, which was slowly causing all the erosion you see here. The water in that picture is about 4 foot deep around the culvert, which slowly caused all the erosion you see. Oh, sorry. Fortunately, the fix was fairly quick and easy. After some clay was added and packed around the inlet, more gravel was brought in, compacted, everything seems great. Fortunately for us, we caught the issue early and were able to remedy the problem quickly. For our diva tonight, I'd like to draw a comparison of this process of repairing and rebuilding our road and the Christian life. First, a Christian needs to help people move from where they are to where they need to go. The whole purpose of a road is to make travel easier. Likewise, the Christian should make the travels of life easier for those around them. I personally found time spent helping others is not only rewarding, but also gives you great opportunities to spread the good news. Matthew 5:41, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." Jesus' teaching in this verse is the source of the saying, "Go the extra mile," which means simply to do more than is required. Jesus was referring to the practice of impressment, where a Roman soldier could compel a Jew to carry a pack 1 Roman mile, which was about 1,000 paces, or just shy of a standard mile today. Much like that Jew carrying the pack of the Roman soldier, we can lighten the load of our fellow Christians and friends on the road of life. Philippians 2:1-4. "So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Paul instructs us to count others more significant than yourself and watch out for the interests of others. If we lived in a world where this was practiced, what amazing difference that would make. Secondly, a Christian needs to maintain their faith. If a road isn't maintained, it falls into disrepair and eventually ceases to perform its original purpose. The Christian is like this as well. A Christian that hasn't been active in the work, active in prayer, and active in study is like a road with big potholes, muddy sections, and big ruts. 2 Timothy 4:2, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine." Here Paul is teaching Timothy to be ready to teach and to preach at all times. This requires regular study and learning. That maintains a fresh recollection of the word in our minds and hearts. Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hidden in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." I found time and time again that when I'm doing a good job with my Bible study, spending time in the word and in prayer regularly, that's what comes back out in my thoughts and conversation. But when I've been too busy for study or prayer by cramming too much into my life, but my thoughts and conversation reflect that as well. And finally, the Christian needs to keep the world out. For a road, water is the enemy. Roads are designed to direct water off, around, under, and generally away from the road. If that isn't accomplished, you get erosion like we had that can make the road fail like we saw earlier. In the Christian life, we need to be set up this way as well. We need to direct the ways of the world away from us. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's easy to read a list like that, cross each one off, and think you're good. But things can sneak up on you. Maybe something small starts out like envying a friend or family member or a Christian brother or sister, and that's the pinhole that lets the water in. At the time, it's barely noticeable, but it creates a weak spot. Over time, that weak spot can grow under the surface until one day there's a total collapse that causes you to fall away, possibly taking others with you. James 1, 26 to 27. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain, pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep themselves unspotted from the world. Keeping yourself unspotted from the world isn't easy. It requires constant awareness and diligence in checking out your thoughts, heart, and decisions, not against the standards of the world, but against the standards of God. In conclusion, you need to be a road that connects those you come into contact with Christ. You'll need to maintain a relationship with Christ your entire life and continually work to keep the world out. Tonight, if you haven't already, you can be added to the Lord's Church. If you thought in the past you weren't ready to be a follower of Christ, you can make that decision right now. You need to hear Acts 2:37, believe Hebrews 11:6, repent Luke 13:3, and confess the name of Jesus Christ and be baptized, Acts 8:37-38. Or if you've fallen away from a life serving Christ and are unprepared for Jesus' return, or if you need the prayers of the congregation, please come forward while we stand and sing the invitation song.
Jesus falleth tenderly upon your ear. Sweet his cry of love and pity calleth, turn and listen, stay and hear. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Take his yoke, for he is meek and lowly. Bear his burden, to him turn. He who calleth is the master holy. He will teach if you will learn. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Then his loving, tender voice obeying, bear his yoke, his burden take. Find the yoke his hand is on you laying, light and easy for his sake. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will.